episode 25, Comp Vegas Podcast. Thank you for listening. Last week, I dug into the first part of my trip report. March 19th, flew out to Vegas for 6 nights, catching the tail end of March Madness and being able to enjoy a couple nice warm pool days. So talked mainly about food on the last podcast and, of course, my disgust with my Total Rewards cabana room debacle that ended up in me jumping ship and sliding over to the Aria for 4 nights. So let me dig into a little bit of my hotel stay and then talk about some of the other topics there. So started my trip at M Resort for the first 2 nights, and it's kind of an odd stay for a Vegas frequent visitor just because it is so far off the strip. Certainly more of a locals vibe to it, but it's upper scale, it's a little higher end, it smells nice when you walk into the place. They got an amazing scent there. It's newly built. It's only been around maybe 10 years, if that. I don't think it's even been that long. So the rooms are still in really great condition. And there's just something about the place that keeps me coming back. I did take a couple years off when I was starting to dabble in the Total Rewards and getting some comped rooms there. But something brought me back around. And honestly, one thing that really intrigued me was last year when it was reported that Penn National Gaming purchased Tropicana. So Penn National Gaming is the parent owner of M Resort now. They have actually properties somewhat near me. Living in Michigan, they do have Toledo. All the Hollywood casinos are Penn National Gaming. Still never made it out to that casino yet. It doesn't sound like it's really much to write home about, but it might be something I'd be interested in if I start to give a little more effort to the Marquee Players Club program that they are a part of. But like I said, the Tropicana thing intrigues me. I've never stayed at Tropicana. They had the room renovation not all that long ago, and it wouldn't be a bad idea for me to give them a little play and try them out at some point. They're really south on the strip. I guess not as far as M Resort when you're considering it that way. But for whatever reason, I've never really played much there. And I'm really interested to see what happens when they finally do merge the reward programs to have M Resort and Tropicana on the same card. I'm kind of hoping that maybe they have some type of setup where I can start to receive comp offers for the Tropicana for my M Resort play. It may not happen, but it's reason enough for me to give it another try. You know, aside from that, the generous offers that they have there, the generous Players Club. I mean, if you are interested in cashback and you play a lot of either slots or video poker and getting a lot of points on your card, you're definitely going to get your bang for your buck at M Resort. 333 points equal a dollar there, and it's a dollar per point for video poker. So it's pretty quick to get your points up at that property. The other cool thing I like is some of the freebies that they offer. So there's probably 17 to 18 free gift days on their website, and actually mentioned a little bit about this on Vegas Fanboy's latest podcast. Please check him out if you haven't already. He's a great low roller podcast, has some great insight, and he's reached out to a lot of the Vegas experts and me for some reason, but hey, I'm excited to be a part of that, and it was cool that he mentioned me, and I talked quite a bit about M Resort on that podcast. But I'll highlight some of those points here, and one of them is the freebies. Like I said, I'm definitely frugal at heart, even though I splurge on some things unquestionably, but the gift days are always something that I like to look for. Never been there on a hoodie or polo shirt day, which are kind of, in my eyes, one of the more prized possessions there. But they did have something that intrigued me on this day, a free cooler bag. And the cooler bag was, it's actually a decent size. You can probably hold 12 pack of cans in there with some ice, an insulated red cooler bag with the M Resort logo on it. And only took 800 points, and for whatever reason, they let you get up to 3 of them. So I was playing some quick quads video poker there. Another nice perk of playing at the M Resort. Quick quad strategy is a little bit different. They have a strategy found on wizardofodds.com, which is kind of what I use. And the biggest difference playing quick quads, you're playing an extra coin for every bet. So instead of a 5-coin bet, you're playing 6 coins. But all the 4-of-a-kinds and the bonus poker pay schedule of this pay back an extra 100 coins. And you get more 4-of-a-kinds is kind of the point of it. So say you were dealt a 7-7-7-5-2. That actually counts as a four of a kind because you can add the two numbers together to make up your fourth four of a kind. So that reason alone is why the strategy changes. And it's actually not too hard of a strategy to look at using the Wizard of Odds. So I kind of kept that open on my phone and, you know, glanced at it probably the first half hour playing there. And after a while, I was pretty much had it down enough to where I was having fun. So a 7-5 pay schedule in bonus poker is 98%. You probably gain another quarter of a percent playing the Quick Quads version. So like I said, not perfect. You won't find a higher paying game than I think Bonus Aces, which is a little under 99.5% at M Resort. But they make up for it with, like I said, the offers and the room comps. I played at South Point a handful of times. Never received anything at all in terms of comps, so that's probably the biggest reason why I play at M Resort over South Point. And then also just the rooms I think look nicer. I've never stayed in a South Point room, but just kind of comparing pictures and YouTube videos, looking at the two side by side, I think M Resort offers a premium product. And you get a little more free play, and you know, like I said, the probably the cashback options are pretty damn close to the same, but I like the options that they have to play there. So back to the cooler bags. So these exciting red cooler bags, 800 points to get one, and you can get up to a max of three. So I limited out on M Resort cooler bags and then resorted to letting my wife play a little bit, and she actually got two more cooler bags. So I crammed the suitcase leaving the M Resort with five of these stupid cooler bags. But those make great souvenirs, by the way. You're in Vegas, you're doing your thing, you're eating at fine restaurants, you're gambling like crazy. And if you're like me, you know, it's probably not top of mind of maybe getting a few trinkets or souvenirs to bring back home to friends and family. So having something that the casino gives you for gambling anyway, and something nice like a cooler bag that's actually a practical thing you can use, those, let's just say they were given out to quite a few of our friends and family when we got home. But kind of funny. It was a cool gift nonetheless. Now, they're not all great. The following day when we checked out Monday, went downstairs and was playing anyway, looked over at their little gift giveaway center, and it was a utensil set. So, well, I had enough for the points, so I redeemed it, and it's the cheapest plastic caddy that holds like a whisk, a spatula, a cheese grater. Very cheap China quality stuff. Lugged it around with me my entire trip and ended up leaving it at the Aria room with my tip for room service cleaning. So whether they pitch that in the trash like I was going to when I get home anyway, or actually take that as something they might want, either way, it was a gift that the M Resort gave away and something different that the strip properties don't generally give you. So on the topic of freebies, and this was an unexpected freebie and my first experience with a different rental car company that isn't at the main rental car section at Las Vegas. So I've been actually listened to the Faces and Aces podcast where I first heard about Silver Car coming to Las Vegas, and doing some Google searches, found a coupon code. I think Lounge Daddy was the coupon code I typed in. They got me like $69 off my rental. And I did it for the final 2 days of my Vegas trip, because then it broke down to, I think with taxes and everything, it was $90 for a 2 day rental through Silver Car. And Silver Car's gig is you get an Audi A4. That's all they have. That's their facility. It's all Audi A4s. They give you Wi-Fi, satellite radio, navigation, and it's all included with that all-in price. Even the gas fill-up, if you forget to fill up or you don't feel like it, they'll charge you basically a $5 charge, and then whatever the going rate is for gas there. There's no exorbitant add-on or charge for that. I still just filled up the night before, so I didn't have to mess with that at all. But the Silver Car experience was not too bad. I started my trip with Alamo, so it wasn't the traditional going right from McCarran Airport to get the Silver Car. But the way it works is you download their app, and there's a little button on there that you push as soon as you get on the rental car shuttle bus heading to the rental car center. Well, since I was driving my rental car from Alamo, not the shuttle, I did the same thing. As soon as I got in my car heading towards the rental car center, I hit the little button to shoot them a text to let them know I'm on my way. And once you get to the rental car facility, you know, it always said, and even like the cheaper rental car places, it always says there's a there's an island you have to go to once you get to that rental car facility to take another shuttle to whatever the property is. And I always pictured it being a long walk or something way far off. But honestly, where the shuttle drops you off at the rental car place, it's literally like 10 feet. There's you cross the road, and then there's a little island there, a cement island, where all the other off-strip places and shuttles will come pick you up. Cool thing about Silver Car is, though, it's not a shuttle. It's an actual Silver Car that'll come and pick you up. So that text you're sending sends a text to the facility, and a driver and one of the Audis actually comes right to that spot and picks you up. It probably took me about 10, 15 minutes before they came and picked me up, but in hindsight, I didn't shoot them the text till I was just a couple minutes before I got to the facility, and it was a pretty fast process returning my Alamo car. But once I got there, they, pick you up. It's just the one driver, and it's kind of cool the whole way we're driving from their place to the Silver Car facility, which is right on Sunset across the street from the McCarran Airport. She's kind of showing you the Audi controls there. So there's a little control panel with the little dial, and shows me how the navigation works and how you add your phone in. And, the whole time is just kind of spent going over the features of the car, because I had never rented one before or driven one, so that was kind of nice. And once we pull into that parking lot, you actually open up the app and you scan the barcode on whatever Audi you choose for your car, and it unlocks the doors. And that actually worked for me, so that's, I don't really know how necessary that is, because you're right there with an agent. They could probably just leave those doors unlocked for you and let you get in. But either way, it unlocked the door. The key setup's a little bit weird on an Audi. You're actually putting the whole fob in the dash. But once you go through that and you learn little quirks about it, I really did enjoy it. And back to what I was talking about with the freebies, as I was checking the car out, throwing my backpack in the trunk, she came out with a Silver Car t-shirt and a bottle of water. She's like, here you go, your first time renting with us. Got a couple things for you. So that was just a nice little touch. The A4 is not a really big car, so if you got a ton of luggage or more than two people, I probably wouldn't recommend it. But it's a quick car. I was kind of surprised. Got on it right away when I headed out, and easy to figure out the controls. I was happy with it, and we were actually going out to Valley of Fire the following day, so I was excited to have a nice car for that trip, because it's about an hour drive out there, which was pretty cool. But I really did enjoy the experience. Probably the best thing about the Silver Car experience was towards the end, when before you're done with your Vegas trip, you got to take your car back to the rental car facility and drop your car off, and then you're lugging your suitcases onto a shuttle with 30 other people, and that big shuttle taking you all the way back to the airport, dropping you off in a loading zone that's probably 500, 600, 700 feet away from what gate you're actually supposed to go in. So we always fly Southwest. If they drop us off at the end, I mean, it's just a small inconvenience. You got to wait for the shuttle to unload. If I have my big suitcases and one of the last ones to get my suitcase off the shuttle. So skipping that whole experience with Silver Car was nice. So Silver Car, you don't have to take your car back to that facility. You take your car back to Silver Car on Sunset. And you leave your bags in the car. You're basically pulling in there. You're letting them know that you're arriving. They actually communicate with you through text. So if the time you selected of when you're going to be returning that car is going to be a little bit different, shoot them a text. I actually let them know, hey, I'm going to be there about 45 minutes earlier than what I put on the website. And they were right there when I pulled in. They said, leave your bags in the car. She jumped in the driver's seat. We got in. And it's, again, just that Silver Car with me and my wife, and it was kind of like a private taxi taking us right to the airport, dropped us off right at the Southwest gate, got our bags out, and we were on our way. So that is nice. That was, it saved us a little bit of time. We were able to sleep in a little bit later knowing that the drop-off experience was going to be faster than a normal rental car. So I would definitely rent them again if I could get, again, the same coupon code or something reasonable. I don't know if I would do a whole week of renting Silver Car, because it can get kind of expensive. The regular price is $69 a day plus the taxes. So when every other rental car place is just as expensive, their rates seem to stay the same. So I would say when that's the case, I would give them a try, because it is kind of fun. But I enjoyed it. So back to freebies. My wife and I have two dogs, and her parents are gracious enough to puppy sit every time we make another excursion to Vegas. And one of the last times, actually one of our earlier trips, when we went to In-N-Out Burger, we went to their little gift shop store that's right there on Dean Martin and Tropicana, and got a couple t-shirts for her dad, and found out he really loves those shirts. He mentioned it the last time we were over there, so we knew we wanted to update his collection and get him a couple more shirts. So we actually made an off-strip trip to the In-N-Out Burger store. Of course, we got some lunch while we were there. But going into that store, spent more money than I'd expect to spend at an In-N-Out gift shop. But one of the reasons is one of the freebie promotions they're offering up there. I'm such a sucker for these. You spend X amount of dollars, you get a free In-N-Out glass. You spend this much, you get this. And one of the higher end ones, if you spend $75, you get a set of four In-N-Out Burger glasses, some nice like bar 16-ounce glasses, and In-N-Out apron, which I really didn't care about, but I thought the glass set was nice. So she's picking out some shirts for her dad. I'm picking out some shirts for me. Ended up tacking on a couple nice sweatshirts through In-N-Out. $95 later, I get all these fancy shirts and then my big In-N-Out Burger gift set. So just another little freebie that I took back from Las Vegas. And of course, they're heavy as hell, so I had to cram them into my carry-on pack to take on the plane with me. But well worth it. If I ever make my own bar at home, I think it'd be nice to have a In-N-Out Burger glass collection to be able to serve up. All right, so freebies aside, back to the frugal side of my trips. Just another thing I always usually do at least once. We'll visit a Target while we're out there, or a Walmart or something, and we'll stock up on some goods. So I got some energy drinks and some bottled water from Target while we're out there, just to load up, you know, either throw in the ice bucket or the fridge, whatever our room has, just to save us from the added expense of having to pay for those items in the casino while we're there. One of the things I bought was Voss water out there. That's not something you see very often around me in Michigan. And comes in those fancy round bottles, so why not? I got a six-pack of Voss water. And when we're at the M Resort, we actually had a nice day Sunday, and we wanted to check out their pool. They have two pools there at the M Resort. They have the Daydream Pool is a smaller one where they have their parties and stuff, but apparently that's the pool they open up first. So that was what was open when we were there. Cruise down, we each had our water in our hands, and it was kind of interesting because as we're going out to the pool, that's, you know, hey, did you buy those bottles of water here at the casino? Well, I figured answering no was going to mean that I wasn't going to be able to bring them into the pool, so had to lie on that one. But, you know, it's a lot of pools, especially downtown Grand comes to mind. They have the nice ice water stations right there on the pool deck to keep you hydrated while you're out in the sun. You know, it's 80 degrees, you got to keep hydrated. So I was kind of surprised that they were even questioning me bringing bottled water out to the pool. I could understand if I was bringing, you know, beer or any alcohol or out there, you're keeping track with the locals and everyone else that comes out to that pool. It's a little different probably than a strip resort, but they did question me on that, so just be prepared if you're planning on bringing your own drinks out to the pool there. I mean, it was even sealed and everything, so if they did want to question it, I wasn't too worried about it, but just something different. But once you get out to the pool there, it is a smaller pool, like I said. Last time we were at the M Resort, the bigger pool was open, which is a really nice, lot of space. This was a little more crowded, and being a Sunday, I'm assuming that's why there were so many kids there. Or maybe, like I said, the spring break time frame of year. There's just a ton of kids in that pool, and I hit a sweet spot where there's maybe 5 minutes of all the kids at one end of the pool, and I dipped in. It was a little cool. Shallow, small, and it was enough to refresh me. You know, their chairs are nice. They have a small selection of chairs in front of all the cabanas there. They're like the thick cushion top chairs, so they're real comfy. It's just not a very spacious pool. It wasn't super crowded there, but like I said, with all the kids there, it felt probably more crowded than it really was. So not my favorite pool experience. On the flip side, though, our last full day in Vegas at the Aria, we had another nice sunny day. So we checked out the Aria pool, and that's the first time I've been at the Aria pool. So we went down there, down there. We were on the third floor. So the second floor, the same floor they have the buffet and the Starbucks, is how you access the pool at Aria. Go out there, they just flash them the room key. Some places are a little more high-tech, even M Resort, they were very particular. Again, I think it probably has to do with locals taking advantage of it. They actually took my room key, asked for my last name, looked me up in the computer, and printed me a receipt to show, yes, I'm a hotel guest, and I just need to show that receipt next time I come back to the pool. Like, I really want to carry a piece of paper, put it in my bathing suit pocket, going to jump in the pool, I'm going to ruin that. I don't really understand that process. Aria was a little different, a little more easygoing, just flash the room key card and we're in, grab a couple towels. Wasn't too busy, this was a weekday morning, but it was a really nice day outside, probably 70 degrees or so, but the sun felt good, the wind died down, and we were able to get chairs actually in the front row right next to the pool, which was perfect. So we laid out there for a while, jumped in the pool a couple times, and even used up some resort credit. I had about 10 bucks left, so we ordered a couple beers. Expensive, as you'd expect at a pool. I think they're $8 a piece, or you can get a bucket of five beers for $35 there. I ordered an IPA, which ended up being a draft, and a Bud Light Lime for the wife, so we enjoyed that. We stayed probably a good 2 hours down at the pool, and actually got a lot of sun. I was peeling a little bit on my head by the time we were flying back home. But it was nice. It was low-key. There was a few kids out there, but Aria pool was big, spacious, you know, not very deep, but you're not going to get that on a newer Vegas resort anyway. Like I said, it was real nice having the front row with the chairs right by the pool. You're easily able to jump in and didn't have to worry about my Kindle or anything else that I had up on my chair because I could keep a close eye on it while we were swimming. And back to the water, kind of comparing M Resort to Aria again. They actually have the little water stations, almost reminds me of on a golf course. When you're cruising the cart path and they always have those water jugs and the little stations where you can fill up. A little obviously higher end and fancier at the Aria, but they had those probably three or four of them on the pool deck altogether where you can stay hydrated. Again, you're out in the sun. You don't want your hotel guests frying out and having to pay for the water there. It's nice that they offer that. So that was nice to see. Obviously, most hotel pools, too, you can probably always just go up to the bar and ask for water. I don't think they're ever going to give you a hassle. But it's always a nice touch having that self-serve action there if you need it. Probably the only downside while we were there, it looked like there was only two waitresses running the whole pool deck, one on each side. So waiting for someone to come around to order the beer and then the time it took to actually have her come back with them. It was kind of a long time. You could probably always, again, just walk up to the bar and order them yourself. But, you know, it's always nice to be waited on when you're on vacation. But other than that, really, I would rate it very highly. Very similar to the Bellagio pool experience. You know, similar depth and vibe. And Bellagio, probably the chair setup and everything was a little nicer there. But for the most part, it was still a really nice experience. And I did enjoy it. Low-key, not like a crazy loud music party vibe at all. Just a relaxing day at the pool, and that was pretty nice. All right, I think the last topic I want to talk about on this podcast here would be drinks. I'll probably save gambling for the next one, just so I can dig in a little deeper with that. We're already pretty far in this podcast. But I always like to see what kind of drinks are available at the different casinos. And lately I've been finding the value is in the beer. I mean, with ordering mixed drinks and even like margaritas and that kind of stuff, you're always probably going to get the cheap booze, and I think the Vital Vegas even mentioned that calling alcohol doesn't always get you that specific brand name alcohol when you get your drink. Beer is a beer, though. They're going to open that bottle for you. It's specific to you. So I like to keep track of what beers are available at each casino, specifically the craft beers, because that's what I've been liking. M Resort is similar to the Caesars properties. They offer Sierra Nevada in the bottle. It's been a while, but I think the last time I was there a couple years ago, I could actually order the different craft beers that they have at the 32-degree bar, and the waitresses would bring them out in a glass for you. So you're not really limited there. I didn't experiment too much, and they even have a good Deuces game, Illinois Deuces at the bar, at the 32-degree bar in M Resort. But again, I played, you know, video poker and craps there, and it was just easier to order something that was in a bottle, so I kind of stuck with Sierra Nevada there. Aria was a nice touch, though. They do have Goose Island IPA. It's not as nice as the Lagunitas that I was able to get at Mandalay Bay, and I still need to confirm if they still offer those different craft beers to the casino floor. But being able to get an IPA on the casino floor is getting rare, So it's nice that Ari offered that. So I was pretty much exclusively drinking Goose Islands my stay there. Had a session at both Fremont and Gold Coast, and the Boyd properties, for what's offered on the floor, you're going to be stuck with your basics. Your major domestics like Budweiser and Miller and everything, I'm sure, is there. And then Corona and Heineken are usually the two I bounce back and forth with when I'm playing at a Boyd property. So enjoyed that there. When we did eat at Pizza Rock, they do have a nice craft beer selection there, bottles and draft. And I think I got a Stone Ruination double IPA for $7 there. Not terrible priced when you're considering what drinks are on the strip when you're paying, especially at a nice restaurant. So that was a nice beer I enjoyed. But aside from that, with the casinos, you know, I had a margarita here and there just to kind of change it up. But actually experimented with the Gold Coast Spirit Shop. I'd always heard they have really good prices on their booze. And while I'm primarily a beer drinker, thanks to the Vice Lounge Online, I've actually got a signature cocktail I stole from their podcast. And it's one that they stole from the Encore and Wynn, the Sinatra Smash. It was probably 2-3 years ago at this point on the Vice Lounge podcast. Haven't listened to that, definitely give them a shot. They're a couple Michiganders and they talk about smoking, booze, and gambling. So there's always a good topic on there. But they kind of gave a make-it-yourself-at-home recipe of the Sinatra Smash. And the key ingredient there is Jack Daniel's Gentleman Jack. So that's one bottle I always keep in my home bar. And here in Michigan, it's about $33.99 at your local Meijer or Kroger or wherever. And that's pretty much the bottom line price you're ever going to get it for here. In Vegas, it's, you know, pretty close to that price at the convenience stores and even the Kroger. Well, they didn't have a Kroger out there. I think it was a Smith's. Kind of interesting, though, because they have the Kroger emblem on a lot of their products in the Smith grocery store. But regardless, the prices were only maybe a few bucks cheaper there. But when you go to the Gold Coast Spirit Shop, that same bottle of Gentleman Jack I pay $33.99 for in Michigan is listed for $26.99 in their gift shop. And if you have the trusty Be Connected Players card, you get a 10% discount on top of that. So that same bottle, it brings it down to like $23.39. And you can even use your slot points, which, of course, that's what I used. Used my slot points and got me a free bottle of booze. Mixed a couple drinks, got the sweet and sour mix down there also, and made basically a Sinatra Smash without the blackberries. So it's a nice little cocktail, and smuggled the rest of the bottle home with me. And that is it's an impressive discount. I mean, if you can save 30% versus what you're paying for in Michigan for booze, keep the Gold Coast gift shop in mind. Now, I'm assuming Sam's Town, Suncoast, Orleans, they're probably all priced relatively the same. But I was just really surprised to see there was that big of a difference between a grocery store in Henderson versus the price in a gift shop very close to the strip. So that was a nice little perk. And like I said, little pro tip for you if you're buying your own booze while you're out there on vacation. All right, I think that's a good stopping point. I think I'll dig into gambling on my next podcast. Thank you for listening. Any questions, comments, best way to reach me is probably on Twitter, at DTW2LAS. Also, reach out to me on my website, compvegas.com. You know, you can either submit a question on there, comment on any of my blogs. I'll be posting some updated hotel reviews, too, from my stay at the Aria Corner Suite and also the standard room at the M Resort. So check that out. Again, thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.